Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. A.D. Grieger, host of this podcast, all about focusing on the happenings here in Manhattan, Kansas, on Kansas State Wildcats here. Kansas State University, home of the Wildcats, Triple P, the PPBD edition of the show. I'm recording this a day after Labor Day, this late Tuesday afternoon, folks. Teen with you guys real quick for a few minutes here. Checking in on the football side. Yes, we're going to have a postcast. Me and Alex, my co-host for the Triple PW, will be covering, focusing football only on the Cats win, shutout win over in South Dakota. That will come out tomorrow evening at some time. I know Wednesday is going to be super busy, as it always is for yours truly. So I wanted to bring that out. So if you're wondering where that's at, it'll be posted up Wednesday evening tomorrow. So be out lookout for that. It's going to probably be right when I come home or after I put the little one to bed. But yes, and also a lot of activity with the athletic side as well. We're going to have soccer on Friday and volleyball on tomorrow afternoon, no, tomorrow evening as well. Sorry about that, folks. But yes, tomorrow evening is what is volleyball against. Well, this is Missouri week, so apparently the volleyball team will host Missouri volleyball, and then of course the anticipated matchup, Missouri coming back to Manhattan on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. kick on ESPN2. I will not be in front of the TV set. I will be at the ball game with. Which accordingly supposed to be it's been sold out for almost 2 months now. Supposed to be a record crowd there as well. So I am definitely looking forward to that. But anyways, here real quick, news coming out of the NFL. One of our Cats, former Cats, switching NFL teams, including within the division, NFC. He was with the Chicago Bears. Now he's landed on a practice squad with the Minnesota Vikings. Excuse me. That I'm talking about Duke Shelley, cornerback who got a lot of playing time with the Chicago Bears. Now, now they signed Duke Shelley, who's a corner, former cornerback, staying out here at K-State. Now he switched NFC North opponents. How interesting is that? To the practice squad for the time being. Shelley was waived by Chicago a few days ago, August 31st. As well, the fourth-year veteran now has appeared in 30 career games with 6 starts, recording 53 tackles, 4 passes defended. Shelley, who played in 11 games back in 2020, and 10 more last year with the Chicago Bears. The native from Tucker, Georgia, was a standout at, of course, here at K-State, entering the NFL as a 6th-round selection. He was the 205th overall pick by the Chicago Bears back in 2019, to be exact. Duke was in Chicago with the Vikings assistant head coach Mike Panini and defensive line coach Mike Rump, back in the old Miami days. Sorry about that. The addition of Shelley for the Vikings now puts the practice squad for them maximum at 16 players. So Duke Shelley lands on the practice squad for the time being for the Minnesota Vikings. And of course, NFL begins on Thursday night with the defending champion Rams taking center stage there in the opening defense of their Super Bowl World Championship from a year ago against the Cincinnati Bengals. I cannot think. You know what? Let me check in on this real quick while I'm thinking about the Rams. Here, let's see. Yes, the Rams host the Bills. And everybody's hyping up the Bills. And for good reason, the Bills are probably the AFC favorite. And Alex, even Alex said this on the recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Editions to make a run. The Bills have been building for the last, 3-4 years. And, of course, the Chiefs have been staying in their way. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're going to have to deal with them. And, of course, a loaded AFC West as well. Let's not sleep on the AFC North as well. There's plenty of talent down there. And okay, can't forget about the Patriots in that same division with the Bills as well. That it's going to be a fun NFL season this year. So the Bills, even last year, I thought the Bills had a chance to make it run deep in the playoffs. But the good old Kansas City Chiefs stood in the way of that. Oh, gosh. Anyways, but real quick here. So another thing here before I wrap this up. Bad, heartbreaking news coming out of K-State football. I did not see, I might have missed this because I was in the concession line. I'll probably say it again on the postcast tonight. I was really looking forward to seeing how Taylor Poirier does. He came back from a knee injury. Apparently, he injured this other knee, which is going to put him out for the rest of the season. Very, very unfortunate news there coming out of the K-State locker room Saturday night. I did not catch this. I know I saw a lot of players down for South Dakota while paying attention. I did not see this. This might have very well happened while I was in line getting food at concession stand. So that's one of the big things that I missed there. During that second quarter, there, Taylor Poirier out for the season. It was made official today. Chris Klieman, I know I saw something from K-State Online's Derek Young about this as well. So not a good news. Not good news for that offensive line, especially going into a big week. You're going to face off against Missouri here in a few days as well. So, again, next man up for K-State offensive line. So we'll see what happens there as well. I haven't checked the updated depth chart yet. I'm pretty sure I will within probably tonight to see who's going to be there in that spot replacing Taylor Poirier. But, yeah, he's done for the 2022 campaign after re-injuring the other knee, after coming back from knee surgery from the other knee last year. So very unfortunate. Get well soon, Taylor Poirier, on that front. So K-State alum and a current K-Stater update here in the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. The Pearl Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this edition. So this will be out as soon as I get home, and then later on tonight me and Alex will get together and have our recap of what took place last weekend at the Bell and get you set up for Missouri as well. So I'm going to save my thoughts for that as well. So definitely looking forward to it for as well. And of course, it's been postcast week, so been ringing them out there. So there's going to be another one tomorrow on the cross country squad as well. So getting them in, putting them in, hitting the mic and putting them out, baby, on the Purple Project Podcast. So definitely, if you're not subscribed by now, you might want to hop on the bandwagon and add the Pearl Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts out there as well. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it on this edition of the podcast. Hey, we're rocking and rolling after the win at South Dakota, or here against South Dakota, a few more days until we bring back the good old rivalry against Missouri. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast, the PPBD edition of the show. Go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition.